And now we're going to go to Sarah, who's going to enlighten us with a some listings from around town and a movie review.
Right.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. So this week I went to see a movie just for you to give you an idea what it's about. So today's film is from France called Gabrielle by Patrice Chéreau. The film, which stars Isabelle Huppert and Pascal Grégory, will be released on January 13 at Cinéma Excentris. In 2005, the film was presented at Sélection Officielle à la Mostra de Venise and at Toronto's International Film Festival and also at Festival du Nouveau Cinéma in Montreal. Basically, it is the story of a couple who realized that there was never love between them after 10 years of marriage. It is a universal theme, but the way the director treats this subject is interesting and all the elements are beautifully put together. However, there are a few things that bothered me. As someone who has a background in both communication and film studies, to me it is important that all the elements of a film and different choice and decision made by the filmmaker are all used in order to communicate something to the audience. Therefore, I can't understand why there is the use of black and white film mixed with colored film. To me, every choice has to be justified, and I just feel this was unnecessary, even for the style of the film. In fact, in the press release document, the director justifies this as a stylistic choice, but it stays misplaced and useless, even as a stylistic choice. The second element that bothered me even more was the use of dialogue and words over images to mention the change of location, time, or even feelings. For example, we see in big letter over the image written, "Don't go," or "I don't want to see anyone right now." This was unnecessary since the actors are talented enough to communicate those state of mind through their acting. Also, one of the beauty of filmmaking is to communicate different feelings and emotion by showing it and not saying it. Since these actors are doing an excellent job at doing this, random words on screen are just distracting. Again, the director explains his choice as a stylistic one, borrowed from theater. However, this choice takes a lot of way away from this beautiful film. But there are also some valuable elements worth to be mentioned. For example, there is a strong theater influence present throughout the movie, which is not surprising since the director has a strong theater background. This can be seen by a beautiful mise-en-scène, elegant costumes, the locations, the choice of music, and especially the lighting. However, just to let you know, for those of you who plan to go to watch this movie, it is extremely based on the script. So if you are more a visual person who rather watch without paying attention to what it's being said, this is not a movie for you. The language is an essential element in this film. Characters talk all the time at the same time and cut each other's conversation all the time again. Sometimes there is lots of talking nonstop at the same time, and often there is also lots of silence, similar to some big-budget American movies made by Coppola and Scorsese, in which there is more talking than the average film. So you have to pay attention to what is being said in order to follow the story. If I have to rate this movie, in overall, I would say it is a movie worth to be watched. However, this is not a film for everyone. I would say it is for an older crowd in their late 20s and 30s. If you like novels, then I strongly recommend this movie to you, since it is a fair adaptation based on the novel of Joseph Conrad, Le Retour, and the acting is just excellent. Now that you know what kind of movie it is, if it is your genre, go for it and enjoy. So now, what is going on in town? There is a bunch of things going on. And this week, especially, there is something for everyone with any taste. Just to remind you before I forget, the Golden Globe is going to be on January 16th to whoever is interested, like myself. And now let's move on to...
The Golden Globes usually preview what's going to happen somewhat at the Academy Awards,
right.
Is that correct?
So yeah, totally. Like I would suggest to you guys to just go through the list on the website and just try to guess who's going to win what, because it's always fun to guess and see if they're actually going to win. I don't know. It's a game that we used to play with our teacher, our film teacher. So it can be cool. So now I'm going to give you a glimpse of on the upcoming film program on Berlin and a brief description of the films of this week and next week. Basically, these are films of Berlin before the fall. Berlin has always been a place of experimentation, a magnet for artists. So the Gaudi Institute pays tribute to this mythic city, divided for 28 years by the wall, with 10 films from 1927 to 1989, from classic to rare films, from historical to contemporary, and from east to west. All films are presented Thursday at 8 p.m. and Friday at 6:30 p.m. from January 12th to March 24th. Tonight, there is going to be the special presentation of Cabaret. It's an archive copy directed by Bob Fosse from 1972. It's around 124 minutes, 35mm film in color, and it's going to be in the original English version. Winner of 8 Academy Awards and based on Ashir Wood's Berlin stories, Cabaret brings 1931 Berlin to life in the decadence of Kit Kat Club while outside the forces of the Nazism gather. Also, in January 19 and 20, there's going to be the screening of Berlin Symphony of a Great City, directed by Walter Ruttmann from 1927. It's 69 minutes, and it's going to be in 16mm film, black and white, and it's silent. It's an influential historical film presenting an abstract portrait of Berlin teeming with life and rhythm from dawn to midnight in 1927. For more information, you can go to their website at www.goethe, which is goethe.de/Montreal. It's going to be at the Gaudi Institution of Montreal at 418 Rue Sherbrooke East, corner Saint-Denis, Metro Sherbrooke, and their phone number is 499-0159. It's around $7 the cost, and it's free for friends and Gothi. So, now let's move on to upcoming films for this coming week. The first one, there is a bunch of them, but I have a few of them for you this week. And the first one is A Part des Autres, directed by Marcel Simard. It's going to be at Cinéma Beaubien from January 13 until 26. It is a fiction film based on everyday reality in collaboration with NFB. A Part des Autres take us to the world of 5 marginal young adults that, regardless of their effort to change their life for the best, they fail to adapt to the conventional social program that they are assigned to. However, thanks to few people who try to help them out, they start to learn and understand who they really are. There is also another movie coming soon called Le Soleil, directed by Alexandre Sokorov. It's going to be released on January 13 at Cinéma Parallèle et Excentris. Presented in 2005 at Sélection Officielle au Festival de Berlin, and in Montreal at the Festival du Nouveau Film, Le Soleil is the last movie of Alexandre Sokorov. It explores the life of the Emperor Hirohito, who saves thousands of lives in Japan. It would be in its original version in English and in Japanese, with French subtitle. Also, there's going to be the screening of Breakfast on Pluto, which opens on January 13 again at the AMC Forum and Cinéma du Parc. The film will be screened again at its original version, which is English. In Breakfast on Pluto, Irish director Neil Jordan returns to the gender bending theme explored in his award-winning The Crying Game. This time with Cillian Murphy from Batman Begins 28 Days Later, lighting up the screen as a young Irish transvestite who sees the world through rose-colored glasses. And if you feel like watching documentaries, you can go and watch Ballet Russe, which opens in Montreal on January 16 at the AMC Forum. It is a critically acclaimed documentary by Dana Goldfein and Danielle Gellers, infused with juicy anecdotal interviews from many of the company's glamorous stars now in their 70s, 80s, and 90s. Ballet Russe treats modern audience to a rare glimpse of the singularly remarkable murder of Russian, American, European, and Latin American dancer, choreographer, composer, and designers who transformed the art of dance for generations to come. And good news for those who like Cinema Politica, yes, it is back both at Concordia and UQAM. So if you feel watching in French, you can always go at UQAM. On Tuesday, January 17th, at 6 p.m., there's going to be Musique Rebelle Quebec from 2002. It's going to be, of course, in French, with the presence of the director, Marie Botti. Also, there is going to be the projection of short movies named En Route avec Musique Rebelle America, again, with the presence of the director itself, Icy Girl Coke. It is about four group of artists with different styles who uses their art to make a political statement. Basically, that's the story. But it sounds pretty interesting. So if you're interested, go for it. With 11 screening nights and 16 films, both feature length and shorts, planned for the winter semester at Concordia, 2006 is already looking quite great. So, what is the movie? Occupation Dreamland. Two films and special guests. And when it's going to be? Monday, January 16 at 7:30 p.m. And, of course, it's going to be at Concordia University, room H110. And there is no cost. However, donations are welcome because, as you know, it's something to keep rolling. We need money for it. So our first screening there of the year is a special event co-sponsored with the Canadian Solidarity War Resisters, where we'll have two film screenings and special guest speakers who will discuss the Iraq War and their opposition to it. Our first film is a short entitled Let Them Stay, Voice of War Resisters in Canada, followed by the Academy Award short listed future documentary, as I mentioned before, Occupation Dreamland. And that's about it for today. As you see, there was lots of things going on, so please go out and watch those great movies.
Yeah, now that we have a nice weather, it's a good time to go out.
I mean, these are like movies that really are worth to watch, and they are cheap to watch, so why not taking advantage?
Take advantage of the weather, get out. Thank you very much, Sarah, and we'll be back in just a moment.